We're speaking with Amy Wu. She's an award-winning journalist and filmmaker. And she's written a forthcoming book called From Farms to Incubators, Women Innovators, Revolutionizing How Our Food is Grown. And it profiles dozens of women innovators and leaders in the growing sector of ag tech. It will be available April 20th, 2021 at all major booksellers. Amy, I guess none of us should take the food we eat for granted, should we?
No, absolutely, absolutely not. A lot goes into the food that we eat.
So from farms to incubators, well, it really tells a story.
I actually have dozens and upon dozens of stories I've collected over the years, and they're the stories of the women who are creating the technologies that help growers be more efficient and, you know, save money and basically feed a population that's like predicted, I think, to be about 10 billion people by 2050.
And these women's stories are very fascinating, and it's the heart of the book. So what are we looking at, Amy? What are these women doing out there to help the growers in ag tech?
So growers are facing a lot of challenges, everything from severe labor shortage in California as field workers age out.
There's also water supply issues they talk about.
And also the loss of farmable land. So the problems are, you know, can go on and on, but then you have innovation now that is playing a role in solutions. So, for example, one of the companies is a tractor company in the area of robotics and automation. But, for example, Bear Flag Robotics, which was founded by a woman, has an autonomous driving tractor. That's one example of an area under robotics and automation. Then you have technologies and innovation that relate to testing for soil health. So a couple of the women that I spoke with, Diane Wu and Purnima Parameswaran of Trace Genomics in San Francisco area, they are both from the science area. They have PhDs both in the area of like microbiology and so forth. And they came up with a soil testing kit, test the genetics and basically the DNA of soil to better help farmers assess their soil and to see if there's any pests and diseases in it. You know, as you and I both know, soil health is critical in agriculture and in the food we eat and consume.
So, Amy, you've been a journalist, but you're not always in agriculture, right?
And I didn't always write about agriculture. So I'm a professional journalist. But in 2015, I was assigned to go to the Salinas Valley in California, which is the salad bowl of the world. And I was assigned to write about agriculture for a local newspaper there. And I came to it from the eyes of a consumer. I don't come from an agriculture family and I don't come from farming, but I was fascinated when I would drive around and see these thousands upon thousands of acres of a lot of it was lettuce fields. So seeing something go from seed to the table to me was fascinating. And then digging deeper at the same time, you know, Salinas is one of the cities in California that is looking towards develop ag tech as a means of developing the local economy. You know, there's a new generation of younger people, and there's lots of opportunities in agriculture that go beyond what I would say tractors and overalls. But, you know, ag tech also involves, you know, research, science, marketing, data collection, and so forth.
And of course, that vegetable powerhouse of Salinas is only 60 miles from the Silicon Valley.
So it's a unique case, you know, where Silicon Valley and Salinas Valley are really close to each other. So it is literally the marriage of the merger of innovation and technology and investment in this field with growers. So the location is really prime to develop an ag tech economy. Although other places like Davis, you know, have the universities, too, that are powerhouses in terms of research and so forth.
So, Amy, the book focuses on business cases demonstrating the influence of female innovation, the new technologies applied to agribusiness problems, and the career opportunities young women can find in agribusiness. Can you comment on that?
So agriculture and technology are two industries and sectors that are traditionally male-dominated, especially when it comes to decision-making roles and, you know, basically leadership roles. So what's really super exciting about ag tech is that it's opened the door professional and career opportunities for women who have a passion for areas of STEM. I would say a lot of them come from a background in STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math, but they also have a passion for, you know, the food and agriculture And at the same time, they have creativity and innovation, and they want to solve big impact problems. So it really opens lots of opportunities. So like I said earlier, you know, agriculture is more than tractors and overalls, although there's a lot in the field that's really exciting, but it's also research, science, bio, marketing, data collection, analytics, and there's so much opportunity in it, including communications, communicating what ag tech is. So really a big overview of this project and this book is to also inspire the next generation of young people, especially in ag-centric regions such as Salinas Valley, to consider that there are opportunities that are ripe for them to look into. Since they grew up there, they also have an advantage. And food and farming, I think, has really gained a lot more attention during especially the pandemic. I feel like all of us, to some extent, had experiences with food during this time period, meaning either food access issues. Maybe we go to our supermarket and discover that our favorite vegetables and, you know, not there anymore, or there's some sort of shortage. You know, I really feel like it's COVID has catapulted agriculture to the forefront of a lot of consumers everywhere as well.
Well, Amy, the book From Farms to Incubators has all this and more, and it's available April 20th from major booksellers. So, Amy, this book stems from a documentary that you did on the same subject back in 2017, right?
I got a grant. What was exciting was I got a reporting grant from the International Center for Journalists and also from the International Women's Media Foundation. That funded this documentary, and I was able to work with a really good producer and director and videographer named Chris Schott, and then we extended that film, you know, to follow some other women. And it screens in dozens and dozens of places. And each time we have a panel discussion. So that inspired the book.
Well, Amy, you live in New York City. What inspired all this interest in what you're doing?
Yeah, so I get that asked to me a lot, saying, what is a big city person? I grew up in the suburbs of New York, not far from Manhattan, and I grew up as a consumer, really. You know, as I said, I have no background in food and farming, but I do have a passion for telling stories that are untold stories. And I also have a passion to uplift voices that have not been heard before. So when I was sent to Salinas in 2015, and prior to that, I should say that I also worked in Fresno for a year as a reporter and an editor. And there's a lot of ag in Fresno and in the Central Valley as well. So the untold voices of women, especially in this growing area of ag tech, was something that wasn't written about. And I was convinced that there were stories there. So I just dug more and more. And I thought, and beyond that, as I kind of did this, I developed a real passion for agriculture. Like I said, I come from it from a consumer's point of view and someone who loves to eat. But I see it as very multifaceted, that there is so much more than beyond just, okay, here is a vegetable. I mean, it's the kind of seeds. It's the varieties of seeds that go into it. It's the type of soil that's used. It's farming strategies and techniques. I've learned a lot over the years. You know, I'm fascinated with cover cropping, for example, crop rotation. And I think it's an industry, it's a sector that I never get bored about writing about. There's so much that's developing, and it really combines a lot of my biggest passions. And also, as I said, I'm a journalist by background, so I feel like I can bridge, you know, using my skills as a writer and as a storyteller, I can bridge these stories and information to the general public. Because I think a lot of people still don't know too much about agriculture. They really don't know what goes into what they're eating. But I think increasingly there's a lot of interest now.
Well, we've been talking about the new book, From Farms to Incubators, Women Innovators, Revolutionizing How Our Food is Grown, written by Amy Wu. And by the way, it's being published by Craven Street Books in Fresno. Well, Amy, really a pleasure to be talking to you. Thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Patrick, it was nice being with you. Thank you for having me.